Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said it's not the ups and downs of life that bother the average man. It's the jerks. We appreciate the opportunity of Bible study today. We're glad you're listening, and we hope that as we spend this time together, we are able to enrich ourselves with Bible knowledge, help ourselves to know more about the will of God. I'd like for you to think with me this week in regard to an account you read about in the 12th chapter of the book of Mark. This begins about verse 18, and the record says, "Then came unto him the Sadducees." Now of the Jewish religion there were Sadducees, and there were some who were Pharisees. The difference between the Sadducee and the Pharisee is that the Sadducees did not believe in angels or life after death. But, on the other hand, the Pharisee believed in these things. So, when they come, the Sadducees come, with a question to the Master, remember, they don't believe in a resurrection. But what an amazing thing to have them coming to the Lord and asking a question that dealt with the resurrection when they didn't even believe in it. Here's the illustration that they gave. "Master, Moses wrote unto us, if a man's brother die and leave his wife behind him, and leave no children, that his brother should take his wife, and raise up seed unto his brother. Now there were seven brethren, and the first took a wife, and dying left no seed. And the second took her and died, neither left he any seed, and the third likewise. And the seven had her, and left no seed. Last of all, the woman died also." Now here's their question. "In the resurrection, therefore, when they shall rise, whose wife shall she be of them? For the seven had her to wife." And Jesus answered unto them, "Do ye not therefore err, because ye know not the Scriptures, neither the power of God? For when they shall rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels which are in heaven. And touching the dead, that they rise, have ye not read in the book of Moses, how in the bush God said unto him, I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. Ye therefore do greatly err." Now here are people who don't even believe in a resurrection, but they're asking questions about the resurrection. Now there's a reason for that. They thought they could trap the Master, and they thought with the teachings that he did, that they would put him into a position where he was going to say something that he would be sorry for. So they began coming up with this hypothetical case that they thought would argue their point very well. They didn't believe in a resurrection, but they, in their case, said, well, there was a resurrection, and here's the situation. Well, Jesus answered their accusation along this line. "You're in error. You do greatly err." Now, there's a reason for them being in error. Because you don't know the Scriptures, nor the power of God. You've neglected in your knowledge of God's Word. Friends, let me ask you something. When you look about you in the religious world, do most of the people that you know have a great Bible knowledge? Would you say all of my friends are Bible scholars? Everybody I know studies the Bible and knows a great deal about the Word of God. No, I don't think so. Most of us would have to say most of the people that we associate with, even sometimes ourselves, show their ignorance of God's Word because of a lack of study of the Word of God. The most frequent way that we begin discussions At least I found this to be the case with me. When we start talking about the Bible to somebody else, the first thing that they say is this: I don't know much about the Bible, but, and then they interject a theory or a doctrine that they believe in, even though it's not taught in the Word of God. What a sad situation when a person seems to think that what they think about a matter is the equivalent of what God said on it. How would we know what God said if we didn't read it or study it ourselves? For a person to say, I'm ignorant of the Bible, is one thing. For him to say, I'm not doing anything to get out of that ignorance, is certainly even worse. We ought to be trying to study and learn what we can about the will of God. Look at the danger of ignorance. Go back to the book of Hosea and read in chapter 4 and verse 6, Hosea saying, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. They have to know more of God's word. And so they're destroyed. They're in trouble because they don't know the word of God. So it's a dangerous thing, isn't it, when a person doesn't know the word of God? We can be led astray. Someone can say something that is not true, maybe even off the wall. But if we don't know our Bible, we wouldn't even know how to deal with what they're saying along these lines. Do you remember Jesus' statement in Matthew 15, 8 and 9, when Jesus said, this people draweth nigh unto me with their lips, honoreth me with their mouth, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Now that simply says the origin of these doctrines is with man. But what does it do for our worship when we teach the doctrines and the commandments of men? Well, Jesus said it makes it vain. It isn't of any value at all. When a person thinks I can do what I want to in religion, and I don't need to follow the instruction of the Bible, he's going after the doctrines and commandments of men. And Jesus said, that's vain. It's empty. It doesn't really mean anything. So I think that as we have talked today, we're able to see that there is a great detrimental situation when we don't know the Scriptures. That's the reason that Jesus said to the Sadducees, you're asking a question which is out of order, and the reason you're asking that is because you don't know the Scriptures. Well, I know people get insulted when somebody suggests they don't know much about the Bible, but friends, that's exactly the way many people in our world today are. Have you ever seen a person who prides himself in how much reading he does of books such as novels, maybe a history book, spend their time reading the East Liverpool Review or reading the Morning Journal or some other magazine or paper? And they spend time along these lines because they want to know. How much time do they spend with their Bible? Well, if you ask people that, here's what you get. Well, I'm so busy. I just haven't had time to study my Bible. I really don't know much about the Bible because I've got so many things going on in my life. By the time I read my books, by the time I read my magazines, by the time I'm through with the papers, I just don't have time to study the Bible. Isn't that a shame that we're more interested in what's going on here than we are what the Bible says about eternity? Well, I believe clearly we need to understand that the Bible must be studied. We appreciate your being with us today. I hope you'll listen again tomorrow. Remember, in the meantime, it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.